Gallo?
Yes.
Ray Goyette?
Yes.
Todd Danis?
Yep.
Jeremy Smith?
Yep.
Has everybody had a chance to look at the agenda? If so, I need a motion to approve tonight's agenda.
I'll make a motion.
For a second. Okay, all in favor? Okay, motion carries. All right, we are gonna have a public forum this evening. We're gonna open it up for 15 minutes time. This is your chance to give us any feedback that you want. After the public forum is closed, there will be no more comments taken from the public during the rest of the meeting. Once again, remember our meeting protocol. You are speaking at a public meeting and your comments may appear in the newspapers and other news media. Be aware school employees are private citizens with the same legal protections everyone has against defamatory comments. If you have a complaint regarding the practices of any staff member, those comments should be directed to the staff member involved and his or her immediate supervisor. Individuals presenting their views to the board should not be subject to ridicule or interrogation by other members of their community. Direct your comments to the board and encourage them to follow up on the issues you present. The board does not normally act on topics not on the agenda. The board president may interrupt comments that stray from the agenda topic under discussion. Another thing to note is this evening we will not be discussing any staff reductions. Those decisions have not been made, so we will not be addressing those during the meeting nor after the meeting. Okay? All right, public forum starts right now. So if anybody would like to speak, please stand and address the board. Anybody? Going once? Twice? Yes, sir.
I would like to thank the board members and the superintendent and the
Okay. And once again, we want to thank the public for coming out tonight. These are not easy decisions to be made by anybody. And we've all put a lot of thought and a lot of heart into these decisions tonight and into our discussion. And so we thank you guys all for coming out on a Sunday night. I know this is not a usual night to be doing this sort of thing. So we thank you for your care and concern and your compassion and also your support of the district. So anybody else have any comments tonight? Otherwise, we're gonna start moving on to the rest of the agenda. Yep.
Everybody says anything,
but
you stand up.
Yep.
People can't hear
me.
I see you gotta be
here
for 30 minutes.
You wanna come
stand up, Larry.
You got a seat right up here, bud. Okay. All right, anybody else have anything to say during the public forum? Otherwise, we will be closing the public forum portion and there are no comments after that time. Anybody? Okay. Moving on, our first order of business is to approve the at-risk dropout budget. We need to make a resolution for this. We have a resolution to approve a request to the school board budget review committee in the amount of $30,434 for the modified supplemental amount for the purpose of our at-risk dropout prevention program. I need a motion, please. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, we'll have a roll call vote.
Jeremy Smith?
Yep.
Ray Goyette?
Yes.
Todd Danis? Denise McGowan?
Yes.
Sarah Skinner?
Yes. Motion carries. All right, we need to approve high school assistant track contract.
Because we have high numbers this year compared to last few years in track. Mr. Dan Cook was our assistant track last year, and he has agreed to also do that again this year, so I make a recommendation that through Mr. Dan Cook as a high school assistant track coach.
Okay, we need a motion to approve Mr. Cook as the assistant track coach for the high school.
I'll make a motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay. We're moving on to the part of the agenda everybody's here for, the approval of the partial grade sharing district. I think the best thing that we can probably do is just kind of have a discussion on how we feel about what we feel about the two districts, and then we'll hopefully have a motion to approve one of the districts this evening. So, does anybody want to start?
I'll start.
You'll start? Okay, go
do it. Before the last meeting, I said it was financial. We took the time, went down to see an IKMA. I went down there open-minded and see if there's any red flags that would take me away from the thought of using them and the financial gain that we get from going there. I didn't see any red flags, so I'm sticking with that.
I'll go. As you know, last time we didn't come up to a vote. We probably could have had a 3-2 split, but I felt that we didn't have enough information about the IKM Manning School District, and so therefore, in order to compare apples to apples, that we owed it to everybody involved to go and do some comparisons. I guess for me, I'm just going to start out saying that I am for Carroll. The reasons being is, number one, we already have a sharing agreement with Carroll. It's working very well. It isn't broken. I don't know why we should try and fix it. I am impressed with IKM Manning. They have a really great science program. Like it stated, we can use this, if I have this right, one of 3 in the state, one of 14 nationally that can teach the CASE curriculum for science education. That is very impressive. It's a great program. However, I don't feel we can choose a district based on the focus of that one program. And what happens if we make a 4-year agreement and Mr. Booth would leave? I understand any teacher can leave at any time, but that's an extremely difficult specialization to replace. And I'm looking at all of my education aspects first. For both districts use DMAP for their concurrent enrollment classes. So those things are equal. However, they both also use the DMAP campus for your things that are like your auto and the things that have to be taught on campus, regardless of what district you share with. Those classes are taught on the Carroll campus. IKM Manning uses a lot of their classes can be taught online. I am for being taught in the classroom in person. When I went after the IKM Manning meeting, I went back and talked with Denny McCart with Carroll Schools, and I asked them how many of their DMAT classes are taught online, and none of them are. There's a teacher in every classroom. I believe educationally, our students get more from being in front of an instructor. I felt with the tours at the building, I love the auditorium at IKM Manning. It's very, very impressive. When it gets down to the classrooms, I felt like the facilities at Carroll were more up to date. The size of the rooms were larger. The classroom setting is more in line with the cooperative learning. They've gotten away from the individual desk and moved to more of a table setting that's more conducive to the one-on-one technology. Educationally, when you look at the Iowa Department of Education with the 11th grade test scores for science, reading, and math, the scores are higher at the Carroll Community School District. When we talked about getting the classes that the kids wanted and getting them into your schedule, there's no guarantee at either district that the kids are going to get what they want. However, I did feel that because there's more sections of classes taught at Carroll Community, our students would have more of a chance to get into the classes that they prefer. If I was a new family moving into the area, I would look at that educational data. The other thing that concerns me is at right now, and these things can change, you can overcome these things, but as of right now, for math, the IKM Manning School District is on the math watch list district-wide. So educationally, for me, I'm leaning towards Carroll. When it comes to finances, it's awesome that IKM Manning did offer us a lower proposal for cost. My concerns are that lower bid would save us approximately $70,000 over the course of 4 years. Now, when we start looking at other costs that are involved, over the cost of what it would cost to go to Carroll would be another $6,000 a year approximately in transportation. There's a 3.1-mile difference between the school buildings, and that does add up when you do a couple trips in a day. You don't think 3.1 miles is a big deal, but it can be. So right there, we're looking at $24,000 that we take off that $70,000 in savings. Also, one of the knowns that we have is that in Carroll's proposal, and we know their proposal is higher, and when I asked about that proposal, those things include the fact that they're going to offer the Chromebooks to our students, and the fact that we have nine kids going over there now? So we're going from 9 kids up to, say, 64, correct? 64 kids. When you have 64 kids that are possibly taking those concurrent classes, it's going to cost more money. Now, Carroll, I did ask them to renegotiate with us and reconsider the proposal, and they did not. Their answer was that when they put the pen to paper and did the math, it was going to cost their district the amount of what they asked. Now, the last 2 years, they had asked for 82%, and we've gotten 80%. So they did come down over the last 2 years. So it's not that they don't want to partner with us, but when they put the pen to paper, this is what they came up with, what it's going to cost for our kids to go there. Back to the issue of the Chromebooks. When I asked at IPMM if that was part of their proposal, I was answered that it was negotiable. Now that's an unknown that we do not know right now. If we have to purchase them from the school district, regardless of what account we pay for them, that's another $19,500 that you take off now of that amount. And then we would also have to purchase cases for each one of those pieces of equipment, which we would, a $15 middle of the road case would charge us another $1,000 if you buy 65 Chromebooks. So if you look at just what we're looking at increasing in transportation costs and the Chromebooks, now we have our savings per year down from $17,500 per year down to $6,375. At the meeting, I also asked about enrollment numbers and the trends. The Iowa Department of Education produces some trend information, and yes, there's lots of things that can affect those trends. You could have a baby boom, you could have a lot of people move into a district, you could have a lot of economic development happen, a lot of young families move into town. These are just trends. They're based off of what your enrollment trend is and the numbers that you've provided. Like I said, there's lots of things that can go back and forth with these. Currently, the Department of Education is projecting a four-year loss over the course of 4 years of 65 kids at the IKM managed school district, and that's a tune of a decrease in state aid of $420,000. The Carroll Community School District 10 trend is showing an increase of 58 students, so that the Carroll District is looking at an increase in state aid of $373,868. Now, this last fall, I attended the Iowa Association of School Boards convention and attended a workshop, and it was called How to Steer Your District Through Financial Crisis. The key concept from that workshop is the only way a school district is going to increase their money is either to increase enrollment or to convince the legislation to give districts more supplemental aid. So if I had to weigh out my concerns on finances, I'm more concerned with the IKM Manning School District. When I asked their board what their biggest concern was overall, it was finances and staff reductions. One of the things our board has been looking at is that we wanted the opportunity for any teachers that could possibly be reduced here to have a potential to be picked up by the sharing district. For me, when that concern is brought that they're concerned about staff reductions already, I don't think it's very plausible that our teachers are going to get picked up. Maybe if they have a specialty, I can't predict that. But for me, that is a concern. So when it comes to concerns about the open enrollment, we're not going to please everybody. However, we have been sharing with Carroll for 5+ years already. Yeah, and so families in this district were already aware that we share in some aspect to the Carroll district. That shouldn't be a very big surprise. So my feeling is that we would have less open enrollment if we remain with Carroll than if we go to IKM Manning. I know everybody's had different kinds of phone calls. I sure have had different phone calls. I can honestly say I've not had a single one of those phone calls say they're going to open and roll out if we go to Carroll. I have had phone calls going the other way. You may have had, everybody on this board may have had phone calls of either variety. Right now, if we look at Arweva's current enrollment out trend, families that are not going to Kemper, but families that, the other families that enroll out, I believe it's 6 to Denison. It is 39 families that are open enrolling out right now choose Carroll. 4 families that open enroll now out now choose IKMM. So I feel that any additional open enrollees out either way to either district would eat up any potential savings we might see from going with our cheaper proposal. And I feel that if we're looking at a long-term arrangement that 10, 15 years from now, if we're looking at whole grade sharing, for me, I feel that Carroll is the most secure option. I know some of our students came down that were pro-IKM Manning prior to that meeting, and afterwards they had changed their minds for various reasons. I also feel that when we had our community meeting, right up front we said, hey, we've got these proposals and these are the dollar amounts that we could potentially save. We said, if we go with this district, we could save $70,000. And when we did that straw poll, it still came out in favor of Carroll. That tells me that even with that savings, if we're gonna listen to our students and we're gonna listen to the families and we're gonna look at that straw poll and take to heart what the families have told us, Carroll is my option. So, all right. Anyone else?
I'm just gonna speak just a little bit because I think I probably have been one of the most swayed back and forth board members as far as what district is. This has never been an easy decision. It's been tough from the get-go, and we've said a gazillion times there is no really wrong choice. I think any district we choose, we have great students, and I think they will be an asset to wherever they go, and I think they will be welcomed in any district. I'm glad we went to ICAM Manning. I'm glad we visited that. I did not see any big red flags, but I didn't see any things that really tipped me one way or the other. And I don't wanna, I talk an hour about this, that, and the other thing, and it really goes back and forth. But long-term speaking, where our kids maybe fit in the best, and I know some people are turned off maybe by the size, I don't think our kids can really be put down to a number in a building. I think they'll be fine wherever they go. We've statistically had all of our kids that have gone over to Carroll have only had great experiences, and I know we're talking about a different group of kids going over there, but the courses they have, and I agree with Sarah, when it's so important for kids to be in front of a teacher, and right now it should be broken down to just college credits. High school is for high school. Those college credits are just a bonus, but academically speaking, I don't know. I any day you could ask me, I'd go back and forth, but I would agree that I think Carroll is probably a good choice.
And I guess a piece that I did want to note that I missed in my little types here, piece here, is that also with the Iowa Department of Education, and maybe I did say it, I can't remember what I all said, but with the 11th grade scores for math, science, and reading, those scores are higher at Carroll than they are at ICAM Manning. So. All right, I'm done.
All right, I'll go. I guess to me, the biggest thing is stability-wise. In the long run, I'm also in favor of Carroll. I just look at it, we had the argument about small schools. I went to a small school at Glidden Ralston, K through 12, one building. Small schools definitely had an advantage for me. They have an advantage for a lot of kids. But I also like that at the same time, I think, what are we telling our kids? We've had the argument about kids going to a small school that they're gonna be given more opportunities as another small school rather than a bigger school. Let's challenge our kids. Let's open it. Let's have our kids, you know, work for, you know, not that they don't work in small schools, but let's challenge them to be better students than they are today. You know, the technology, everything's changing technology-wise and everything. So our students are going to have more opportunities. The same opportunities are going to have at Carroll High than they're going to have at ICAM Manning. They're going to just be able to participate in sports, band, choir, just as they are at Aliva or at any small school district. That's the biggest thing that I found. From a small school to going to a bigger school. Like Denise said, Carroll, you're not going to be a number at Carroll High. Our kids are not going to be a number. The teachers are going to be able to know, they're going to know the students probably more than they want to know about them. And that happens in every school district. So that's not a concern of mine at all about going to Carroll High. The finances. We talked about strictly that we're going to base the decision based on finances. If we're doing that, why did we open it up to the public? Why did we have a vote? What was the majority vote of our community? Carroll High. Carroll was. ICAM was second. Carroll was overwhelmingly the majority choice of our constituents, and that was a decision factor for myself as well. And enrollment numbers, we talked about that the Iowa School Association of School Boards numbers wise that the ICAM managed to lose 65% of the students over the next 4 years, and we had heard that. They go by their own projections. I talked to 5 different superintendents this week, and they all said the Iowa School Board numbers, they follow those numbers. They go by those numbers, And so whatever, so that's another decision factor for me. And just to, stability-wise, 5-10 years from now, I don't want to be in the same situation of having our school board, another school board, go through it, go through the same situation as we're doing now. In my opinion, that's what I think could happen down the line. Obviously, we want, like you said, we want to keep the K through 8 elementary thriving in Westside for as long as we can, and that's it, our goal. Preschool through 8 in Westside. But eventually, with parts of grade, whole grade sharing down the line, I think stability wise, Carroll High is our choice, a better choice for everybody down the line, for our students and for our district. So.
Break
it up. Well, I'm the new guy on the board, and I'm learning a lot. One thing I can tell you, this board is very passionate about our school and our administration also. And you people are showing how passionate you are about our school. How do you follow up everything that these, I agree with everything that's been said. I've been going back and forth between the two. There's pluses and minuses on both sides. I'm really glad that we went to IBM. I was really hoping that there would be something that would really stand out either for or against, something that would maybe make our decision a little bit easier, but didn't see anything. I think all the schools we've looked at are excellent schools. And schools are in the business to educate our students. That's their job. And they're going to do their best job to do it, no matter what school we pick. And I just believe that for the future of Arvida, I think the best choice is going to be here. That's my opinion.
Is there any other further discussion with the board? Otherwise, I'm going to entertain a motion to enter a partial day sharing agreement with one of the districts. Would somebody please make a motion?
I'll make a motion to go with Carroll High.
Is there a second? Okay. Now we'll do a roll call vote.
Jeremy Smith.
No.
Denise Regala.
Yes.
Sarah Skinner.
Yes.
Todd Danner.
Yes.
Greg Oiser.
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. We will be entering a partial day sharing agreement, expanding what we currently have with the Carroll Community School District. Okay. And we will contact Carroll and let them know that that's what we've decided, and then their board will have to have their own meeting to move forward and formally agree to join and expand our current agreement with them. So, okay. Now we're going to take a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion. Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We are adjourned. Thank you, everybody, for coming.